By the Bootstraps, Episode 8. This is getting fun. Hello once again. This is By the Bootstraps, a chronicle of creating a podcast. I'm Dave Lee, your host. And I'm here today to sing the praises of Spreaker and Spreaker Studio. Spreaker, as you know, if you've been listening to my show, is a podcast host that I'm using now for both of my feeds, Voter Geek and By the Bootstraps. They also serve as a web-based community for radio, for audio, for podcasts. There are people all over the world who have shows on Spreaker. They have one of the things that differentiates Spreaker from a lot of other podcast hosts is the emphasis on live streaming, or at least the option of live streaming. And I did my first live stream yesterday and posted it straight to my Spreaker feed for By the Bootstraps, as you probably heard. And Spreaker Studio is the application that runs on your Mac or on your Windows machine, or iOS or Android, and it allows you to record and or to live stream. Well, when you live stream, it automatically records, but you can also record to your device without live streaming and post directly to your Spreaker feed, or choose which of your Spreaker feeds you want to post to. The thing is, I'm already finding live style recording, if not live streaming, to be really liberating. I feel so much more comfortable recording this way than I did when I was working with GarageBand and Audacity. Not that there's anything wrong with GarageBand or Audacity, but recording live straight to disk or straight to the device or live streaming is, in a way, it's so liberating because I feel like I'm looking for the words for this. If this were being recorded in GarageBand, I'd be editing this part out, but I'm not going to edit this part. I feel like it's so liberating because I don't have to have that editor person in my brain thinking about everything I'm saying and evaluating whether I'm going to have to go back and edit it in post-production and or re-record it. Once I put something out there, it's just out there. And even when you're recording to the device, Spreaker Studio makes it so easy to upload directly to your feed. And it doesn't really have post-production editing features other than editing your tags and your show notes and things like that. There's no audio post-production in Spreaker Studio. So it's like a live style of recording, even if you're not live streaming. And I just find that to be so cool. It's so much more natural. I don't know how this sounds to you, but I feel so much more natural than I did in the first few By the Bootstraps recordings, where I was sort of, as I said before, sort of agonizing over everything I was saying, re-recording over and over and over and over again. This just feels so much more natural. And I am loving this thing so far. I would highly recommend Spreaker and Spreaker Studio to anybody that's thinking about starting a podcast. They even have a free plan, so that's one thing that makes it really easy to try it without any real risk. So you can probably tell my voice is still a little rough. So as yesterday, I'm going to keep this episode real short. But again, please mark your calendar for November 8th, that's this coming Wednesday as I'm recording this. If you're listening close to the time that I'm recording, 8 p.m. Central Time, USA, I'm doing another live stream where you'll be able to get onto the Spreaker site and post comments and questions about what I'm doing with podcasting or what's going on with Voter Geek and so on. I'm thinking we're going to have the first episode of Voter Geek up this coming Tuesday. We're kind of in the final edit process for Voter Geek Episode 1. And it's fitting because this coming Tuesday, November 6th is election day in a lot of places here in the U.S. In Minnesota, I think most counties and or school districts have some kind of election, and there are gubernatorial elections in a couple of states. So there is a lot going on, and that seems like a good time to launch Voter Geek. And so I'll have more information for you tomorrow once I'm ready to make an announcement. So, excuse me. As you can tell, I am still a little under the weather. But with that, don't forget Wednesday night. Hope to see you on the feed. I'll put up more information on that as well tomorrow. If you have any feedback in the meantime, you can email me at dave.lee@northstarter.com. And I'm on Twitter at @ThisIsDaveLee. So thank you again, as always, for listening. I love knowing there are people out there. I love hearing from you guys occasionally. And although I haven't heard that much feedback yet, but it is nice to hear from you guys when I do get something. So let me know what you think. Let me know if you have anything you want to hear about, or questions about Spreaker, questions about Voter Geek, even topics you'd like me to cover either on By the Bootstraps or Voter Geek. Do let me know. So thanks again for listening, and can't wait to talk to you again. Have a great night.